Well, our guest now is someone I've enjoyed reading about and getting to know. He's been down here for a couple of weeks covering A's, Giants, and just about everything else. He's got the best blog in the Bay Area and probably nationally known. We call him the Bay Area Sports Guy. That's what he calls the blog. And on Twitter, BA Sports Guy. You can follow him there. And it's a lot of fun, but he's a serious journalist. And Steve Berman, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
Yeah, it's fabulous to have you here. You know, we'll tell you why I said fabulous in a while. But, no, it's a lot of fun to have you here. But, you know, and I didn't know that much about you or the blog and got to know a lot more about it over the past month. And it is a very serious sports blog. Tell the fans just how this thing came together for you.
Well, Marty, I started out actually as a sort of a freelance journalist in newspaper world. So I had a full-time job, and then in my spare time I would be like a stringer, you know. So for the Bay Area News Group, the Contra Costa Times, I was covering, you know, high school football, but pretty much every sport. I was even Danville Little League and swim club, and so everything. And so I was writing probably since about 2004. And then, and you know, but I wanted to write about the sports I was watching, you know, all the time, going to games and on TV, you know, professional sports mostly, Giants, 49ers, Warriors, A's, Raiders, all that. So my wife, Liz, was actually nice enough to, for Christmas, set up a blog like this for me, you know, BayAreaSportsGuy.com. I didn't really know how to do any of that stuff back then. I wasn't technically inclined, and she gave it to me. And then starting in January of 08, I started writing, you know, in my spare time. I was, you know, working 40 or 50 hours a week at other stuff. And then from there, I just, you know, kept working and working. And then in 2011, it was able to be full-time, and, you know, it's been great ever since.
Well, and Steve Berman with us, Bay Area Sports Guy. And fans, take a look at it. I mean, it really is pretty good information. You are credentialed to be down here. That is not easy for a blogger.
No, it's not. It's not.
How did that happen?
I mean, even sometimes, we like to call it even a site because blog sometimes has
bad word.
You know, negative connotations for some people because, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, it's somebody in their couch just ripping the general manager, you know, saying stuff, just they think they know everything more than everyone else. But, yeah, it's, you know, I think that my, you know, being in journalism before and covering games, you know, at the high school, junior college level, helped me out. And then the Giants and the Warriors were the first ones to be nice enough to sort of reach out and let me cover Media Day for them a few years ago. And then from there, just built from there. You know, I was able to, you know, cover a game here, a game there. And really, I mean, it's a testament to the really the area that we live in, I think. It's a little bit more tech-savvy. So, you know, teams like the Giants and the Warriors and the 49ers aren't as afraid of new media. And they've really helped me out quite a bit. And, yeah, I've been here it's covering spring training since March 1st, and it's been fun.
You know, it's funny when I see you, and I hadn't talked to you, you know, for the first week or so, and I see you down here, and I said, well, who's this? You know, because you look like a beat writer now. I mean, you know, you're there at all the scrums with the manager, and you're sitting up here seriously during the game. But so fans realize it's not just your writing on the site. You have a number of people who contribute here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I looked this morning, and you had like five different articles this morning. Warriors, right, including basketball, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it's we have a lot of contributors. It was just me for the first few years, just, you know, all alone, writing for a pretty small audience. And as it grew, you know, I got a lot of help from, you know, somebody who actually is named Ruthless Sports Guy. He's on there. We have a Bay Area Stats Guy and an East Bay Sports Guy. And I have actually somebody who helps me out with our podcast. His name is Barry a Duck Guy because he's from the Oregon Ducks. And also, you know, other writers have been joining recently. You know, Wendy Thurm is a well-known writer for Fangraphs and other places. Carmen Q is our Giants Gamer Babe with all the funny GIFs and stuff. And then someone that you know very well, LOL KBR Caller, has just kind of joined the team, and he writes some really funny stuff about, you know, the business of radio, really.
Yeah, he's terrific, and you know, I do the shows, of course, and you know, he'll always, and I assume it's a man. I have no idea who it is. He has not revealed himself yet, has he?
No, I've never met him. I've never seen him. I don't know where he lives. I believe it's the Bay Area because he listens to an incredible amount of KMBR.
I thought it was Lee Hammer's son, perhaps. That's what I thought originally. Because who could listen to this much on the radio? But LOL KMBR callers, sometimes I'll respond during the show, and it really is pretty funny. Things like that. We need humor in this sport. There's so many things going on in the world. I mean, you turn on the news at night, and it's this tragedy, that tragedy, this storm coming this way, the Congress can't do that, these people in Afghanistan and North Korea and all that. And then you have callers who call in and mispronounce a name. You know, or say something. It's okay. You know, we can make fun of them. This is our entertainment. And it's a great release. And LOL KMBR Calls is fun. And it's part of the entertainment, I think, of what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that sports in general, with all the money in it, it's definitely can get serious to the point of overly so sometimes.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's really, I mean, everyone started watching or playing because it's fun, not because, you know, they want to do something that's beyond their work and what you're talking about with, you know, natural disasters and things going on in the world that aren't fun. And yeah, it's great to laugh, and I enjoy comedies, you know, more than dramas a lot of the time anyway. So I like to add a little humor to the site when I can.
Yeah, absolutely. And why not? Steve Berman with us. It's Bay Area Sports Guy is the site, and on Twitter, BA Sports Guy. Why not? It's okay. This is our entertainment. It gives us our entertainment, really, 12 months a year now, baseball. But honestly, from about February 15th until November 1st, we get a story every single day.
Yeah.
And it's a story that we have fun with. And when I do the shows, they're weekends, and people want to relax with baseball. They want to call in, and I'll give them a chance to talk and say what they say, and it may make sense, it may not. But people who listen seem to like it, and the people all over the state of California. And there's a pace of baseball even during the season, and I think part of what I try to do is get that pace going for people so they feel comfortable, whether they're home, driving, in the garden, and beaches, vacations, that the relaxation of baseball comes through, because that's really what I try to do.
Oh, definitely, and I think that it's a testament to, you know, your endurance level that you're able to do it for so many hours. But also, it's a nice segue because you go into the Giants radio broadcast, which is obviously incredible, you know, outstanding, the best in the country, and they're not going to be staccato and in your face, and so it's the sort of the same pace, and then when you go into your show, the post game show, it's a natural feel to it. So yeah, I mean. Trust me, I've been driving around listening to your show for the last few years, and it's definitely been something that is almost like, you know, it's just part of the season now. You know, you're like ingrained with the baseball season.
It's hard for me to believe it. So LOL KMBR Callers makes a drinking game, the Marty Lurie drinking game. So I got a call about 2 weeks ago from my son Aaron. He's 23, and he says, "Dad, where do you see this?" And I said, "Is it okay?" And he's laughing. He says, "It's terrific."
And, fabulous, even.
Yeah, it was fabulous. That's one of my words. I have pet phrases. Come on. Hey, this is me. I'm a kid from Brooklyn. It's the way I talk. And, yeah, I watch the ball hit the bat, and, wow, that kid can run. And, you know, that's kind of the way I do it. But it's okay. You know, it's fun to read it. And I got a lot of laughs from some of the players, believe me, who have read it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, all the media and stuff like that. So it's, you know, I enjoy it.
Well, definitely. It was an homage to the show because, you know, anyone would have to listen for hours and hours
really?
To catch, you know, to see that these are actually things that you say more than once, you
yes.
know? I mean, the sound off the bat and,
it's
know,
a long season. That's baseball.
The story of the season, you know, it's a chapter that unravels with each day and each passing inning. Yeah, it's great and really it was just meant out of fun, obviously, and you probably shouldn't actually play the game because it's, you know, during the daytime and, you know, it could be kind of dangerous. You use soda, you know, or water.
Someone actually tweeted in about that. It's not good to use real liquor in this thing because
no.
by the end of it, you'll be in trouble. Then you'll be calling me as a lawyer, you know, from the old drunk driving stuff.
Right? I think that was what Dave Fleming said.
Yes, he did. Dave Fleming tweeted that. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. And I honestly say you do a good job. The site is very successful. Amici's has a huge giveaway on your sites. You've gotten some advertising, and I'm sure you're doing well financially with it, which is good. It's always hard on the Internet to make money. And Amici's is part of what you're doing. And I know if you go to the site, fans, BayAreaSportsGuy.com, you'll take a look at this contest they have for some really beautiful photos.
Yeah, Amici's has been a really nice partner for us. And you're right. I mean, it's to be independent and to try to make your way, you know, with advertising it isn't always easy. And they've been a great partner, you know, for several months with us. And they have a contest now where you can go onto their site and, in 25 words or less, describe a photo that you like in one of their restaurants from Brerly, and then you can actually win that
yeah.
photo framed and sent to you. So, and we run contests like that all the time. We've
good.
Given away so many pizzas and pizza parties, and so yeah, it's been great. And you know, it's you know definitely a company that we enjoy working with,
yeah.
and so it's a good thing.
Yeah, I've worked with them before, and it's a kick in the pants to work with them.
It
as
is.
They say
they're the naughty pizza company.
All right, Steve, a pleasure.
Thank you, Marty.
Congratulations on what you're doing, and it's a lot of fun, and it's why the enjoyment of baseball comes across nicely with what you do.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Marty.